I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. A new housing development near Swayze Elementary School is drawing concern from residents surrounding the Sycamore Point complex. Those who live near the development are worried it will flood their homes because the site is at a much higher elevation than the surrounding properties. Standard Enterprises is the company that owns Sycamore Point. Its Vice President James Freeman says they're working with several engineers in three jurisdictions to make sure the development doesn't add any more floodwater to the already low-lying area. Governor Bobby Jindal's administration intends to sell 709 state vehicles at auction early next year as a cost-cutting move. Ruth Johnson, Deputy Commissioner of Administration, says the vehicles aren't being used enough to justify the continued maintenance cost. In a statement, the governor's Division of Administration estimated the sales could bring in $700,000 to $1.4 million for a state struggling with repeated budget shortfalls. The Jindal administration says of the 11,000 vehicles across state agencies, more than 1,400 were driven less than 15,000 miles over the last year. The administration says it's cheaper to pay employees for travel than to pay maintenance for those vehicles, so half of them will be sold. Administration officials notified the agencies this week, giving them 2 weeks to turn over the vehicles. Five more state champions will be crowned in football this weekend. On Saturday afternoon, the Neville Tigers are seeking their 11th state title in school history as they'll face Warren Easton out of New Orleans Saturday afternoon. Neville head coach Mickey McCarty says his team is peaking at just the right time.
We've got a good group of kids that's worked hard for us, and I thought has played some good football here, particularly in the latter part of the playoffs, which is, of course, when you want to play well. So we're excited. I think it's a great matchup in the championship game against a real fine Warren Easton team.
Warren Easton is led by quarterback Deshaun Caper-Smith, who was named Louisiana Football Gatorade Player of the Year. The KEDM weather forecast, mostly cloudy skies, 50% chance of showers during the day today with a high in the low 50s.